I am Johanna Lanfear here at John Ball Zoo, and I am the zoo show supervisor.
And here we are in preparation for a show, the Realm of Flight Bird Show. Are the birds ready?
The birds are indeed ready.
John Ball Zoo presenting this awesome opportunity now through, I know, September. So what's the show?
So it is the Realm of Flight Bird Show. So as the name suggests, we have birds that will fly right over the audience's heads. We have 10 different birds, a whole variety. Some are birds of prey. We have a stork. We have a vulture. We have a raven. So birds get to showcase all sorts of different natural behaviors.
I'm going to just get to the question everybody wants to know. How come they're not going to, are they going to fly away? There's no net.
Right, there's no netting. These are completely free-flown birds. So the key is trust between us and the birds. We have to build that relationship. And, you know, there's always a risk that something could spook them. They could go sit in a tree for a minute. But because of that relationship, you know, we trust the birds and they trust us.
All right, so let's introduce us verbally to a couple of the birds. You mentioned a couple.
Yes, so of course, the star of our show is Lewis, our 16-year-old bald eagle. He does fly over the audience's heads. But we have quite a few other entertaining birds. Nemo, our talking parrot, is always a big hit. And Hunan, our recycling raven, is another crowd favorite.
How were these birds chosen, and what is their training?
We work with these birds for quite a while. All of these birds have done shows like this before, so this is not their first time. But we do, just like any athlete, work with them. They put them on a special diet. We do workouts with them, building up to these great big events so they can build that proper muscle mass and be in the right condition.
Let's put the spotlight on your bald eagle. Tell me a little bit about his age and his temperament and bald eagles in general.
Bald eagles, of course, the symbol of the United States of America, are just magnificent birds. Lewis, the bird with us, is 16 years old, and in the wild they can live to be about 25, but in captivity we can up to double their lifespan, so he could be with us for quite a while, hopefully. But he actually was originally a wild bird. He fell out of his nest when he was very young in Washington State, and he actually broke a hip. So because of the way it healed, they decided that his chances of survival in the wild were not very good. He would have a hard time catching his prey. So they decided his chances of survival were far better if he could be an ambassador for bald eagles.
Is your show that we'll experience today interactive?
We do have a few opportunities for audience participation. Not a ton, but we do have a couple.
And so how does it work? I take my seat in the on the bleachers here and...
And you will hear some pre-show announcements and some wonderful bird-related music. And then we will, the first thing the audience sees is a bird. Before you even see any of us, of people on stage, yes, the first thing the audience sees is a bird, and it soars out right over the crowd's head. And after that, the birds are flying. There are birds walking around on stage demonstrating hunting techniques. Nemo's telling his story. There's a whole lot going on, and so far audiences have loved it.
This runs through September?
Yes, Labor Day.
Can you take me backstage real quick?
Absolutely, let's go.
Who am I being introduced to?
So these are some of our birds. We have Otis, our African white-bellied stork.
Otis.
Hunan, our white-necked raven. They're an African bird. Goober, our black vulture.
Goober.
And Locust, our red-legged sariama. They're from South America.
Well, tell me about this star here. He will be part of your show.
Yes, Otis is one of the older birds in our regimen. He is a veteran. He's been doing this for a long time. He unfortunately cannot fly, but he is the smallest species of stork in the world, so we run him around on stage, and he does his little stork walk.
Do they like performing?
They do. They really do seem to enjoy it, especially during a show, watching them, their behaviors backstage. They know when a show is going on, and they get very excited. They'll start pacing. They'll start waiting at the door of their cage, and they know what's coming.
I think we're kind of witnessing that now, although they may be worried about what's happening to you. Let's walk over here to your... This is a vulture?
Yes.
Whoa.
This is Goober, our black vulture. These birds are native to Central and South America and are found in the southern United States as well. I think as far north as Missouri and southern Illinois. They are one of the vulture species found in the United States. Usually people around here see turkey vultures with that bright red head, but black vultures, as their name suggests, are all black.
Now you're going to convince me that this little guy is smart. Look at him actually, I guess, communicate with us a bit.
Right. They actually are very intelligent birds. You know, you hear the term bird-brained used to be kind of an insult, but actually birds are quite intelligent creatures as new research keeps coming to the front.
Can we peek at your bald eagle now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. What's this noise all about?
That is Lewis, our bald eagle.
Is he disturbed because we're here?
He's calling to let us know that this is his territory, that we're entering his space here and in his line of sight. But that is the bald eagle call. Hollywood tends to use the red-tailed hawk call because I guess they decided it sounded more majestic. So a lot of people have a misconception about what they sound like.
He is surrounded by a little owl family here?
Yeah, we have this is our raptor weathering area, our bird of prey weathering area. So we have our bald eagle. Next to him, we have our red-tailed hawk. That's Wagner. We have a battalure eagle, which is an African bird. We have a barn owl, and we have a Harris hawk.
And all, again, will be participating in this opportunity. What's the reaction of your audience?
The reaction of the audience is my favorite part of the show, personally. When our first bird pops over the back wall, like I said, the bird's the first thing the audience sees, and just the ripple that goes through the crowd of amazement and people, you know, those little gasps and wow and pointing and the murmurs, you can tell that it really reaches them.
Is John Ball a unique zoo to have this flight show?
You can actually find a similar show to ours at three other zoos around the country. We are also at Memphis Zoo, we are at Milwaukee Zoo, and Boston Stone Zoo.
What's your background? How do you get so lucky to do this?
It takes a while. It's not something that you just apply and magically get in. I did have to put in unpaid internships, volunteer hours, and I do have a degree in biology.
And do you have a favorite bird? Let's just whisper that in our ear.
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. I think of these, I do have to say, I think Goober has stolen my heart.
Let's go watch Goober play.
All right.
And we watch Goober play. The eagles fly and much, much more. This is Zookeepers Awareness Month, specifically this week. So we had to catch up with another zookeeper. How does she spend her day? Her day-to-day description.
Hi, my name is Sarah Bontman, and I'm a zookeeper at John Ball Zoo.
Happy Zookeepers Week.
Thank you.
You get an extra, dollar in your paycheck?
Unfortunately, no, but it's nice having the recognition and appreciation.
Yes. What's the role of a zookeeper these days?
Well, we have a lot of roles. I mean, mainly we are here to provide excellent care for all the animals that are under our care, but we also have to be able to educate people about the animals, about their habitats, and why it's important to support zoos and the work we do here for conservation and for breeding. We also do training, so we have to understand animal behavior in order to facilitate the training. We have interns and volunteers that we also have to kind of oversee, so we're managing them as well. So there's a lot of different roles that we have to have.
They want to be what you are.
Yeah, most of them do. So it's good for them to get their foot in the door and kind of see what we do on a day-to-day basis and see if it's something that they would like to do. And, they get some experience and it's really fun.
So what's this otter doing?
She is rolling around on the rock work, getting a back scratch, and it looks pretty fun. That's Chumani. She's our female.
Okay. How do you know the difference?
Well, working with them, you kind of get to see the differences. Chumani has a little dark smudge under her nose, and the male Slide has more of a white mustache under his nose. And actually, that is Slide. I was wrong.
About the otter and the environment that he or she needs to live in.
Okay, well, they're primarily found along waterways, rivers. These are North American river otters. They have adaptations that make them well suited to being in the water. They have very oily fur. They have webbed feet. They have a strong tail that kind of acts to rudder them through the water. They have those whiskers that help them find food in water that might not have very good visibility.
Must they have water to live?
I would say so. A lot of their prey items are found in the water or near the water, so I don't think they would do very well if they weren't by the water.
Do they like people? They seem like they like us.
They definitely are curious. I think they enjoy seeing the different people. mustelids, which is what they are, they are very curious. They're very aware of changes in their environment. I think they do like a little bit of interaction. You can definitely see it along the water. The window over there, they will follow people and kind of interact with them. It's really fun. It makes it a favorite for families.
And yes, John Ball Zoo certainly doing its great things on site down in downtown Grand Rapids to the west side, as we often say, jbzoo.org for more information.
Sariamas choose to spend their time on the ground because that's where they find their food. These are not birds of prey, but they do hunt snakes and lizards and have a very unique
There you are, the realm of flight through September. Pretty cool. It was fun spending time at the zoo